Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
He's back from Wellington. We were going to do a podcast record while you were in Wellington. Were you going to take your mic? And I was like, you're not going to take your mic.
I don't have a mic. I would have just done it on my phone. Have you got a mic?
I've got a mic.
That you use from home?
Yeah.
What?
Well, yeah, Tim gave me one.
That's
I don't really
cuckoo.
Know how to use that, but then like often it makes me more poppy, and so I have to put a sock over it.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know that. Oh, wow.
You do know that.
Yeah.
Because we did those
Zooms. I should get one. I got a Wellington now.
I've done a couple of like live gigs where other people have used like handheld mics, and they've plugged them into their computer, I guess, and the sound quality is amazing.
Really?
So I'm like, maybe I should invest in that, because it would be fun.
Imagine just doing
all your Insta stories with a microphone in your hands.
Yeah, very cute. And then, and also, I bet that's good for those Zoom comedy gigs where you do feel like you're not doing comedy.
I can't wait for this all to be over.
Yeah, and I think you have that in common with, I'm going to say, the entire planet.
No, but I want it over more than anyone else.
That's so not true. We're doing fine.
You can
sit next to each other on the bus now in New Zealand. Things have gone better.
It's the toing and froing. It's the up and down. I'm just like...
Yeah.
And it being tied into like a political year as well. I'm just like, I'm so over like Judith Collins being like, well, if I was in charge, you'd be out a week earlier.
And the election shit is so bullshit
as
well.
Like, fuck off. Like, it's so dumb to be like... Just promise, like, any, you know, it would be early for if I was in charge. It's like, you don't know that.
You don't know that. You could have done, you could have royally fucked it so bad, considering most world leaders have.
I know, fuck.
I've been listening to, I don't know, I should shout out another podcast, but I listened to Urgent Care. Have you ever listened to that with Joel Kinnear and Mitchell Johari? And I, like, just got into it while I was in
If podcasts
Wellington.
Can't shout out other podcasts on their podcast, you know, what's the point?
Yeah, well, I'd only listened to a few episodes, and now I've like gotten to, I think they're in the second or third month of quarantine. Like, I'm really going on the full journey of them finding out, and like, and it's crazy.
Actually, someone reached out to me, and because during their quarantine, they've been listening to our podcast, and they started from the beginning, which is insane.
Is it someone from Melbourne?
To me, no, they live in Christchurch.
Oh.
Maybe we're adding them.
Someone from Melbourne messaged me a couple of days ago saying they've been getting through this new lockdown by listening to
the Male Gaze podcast. Well, it's interesting because this person was like, I've listened from the beginning. And I was like, that's so strange. And they're like, I've just got up to the bit where Jacinda was elected.
Wow.
And I was like, that's so crazy. It's like a time capsule.
Oh, I'm going to go back. I wonder if I said anything of use or of note.
Oh my God. I don't want anyone to scrub through our archives. I don't think anyone could get through it.
Yeah, it's too much. It's too much.
The only way that someone would scrub through our archives is if we became like, this is a real wild pitch, but became like basically the heavenly creatures. Like we both like...
We kill someone
or we kill each other in this weird like homoerotic...
I can't believe it would. We kill someone or we kill each other.
In the podcast studio, and he was like, what went down? They're like, you've got to listen to the podcast to find out.
Or if either of us become a politician, and then they scrub through to pull out the worst thing we've ever said and ruin that career.
I'm into the idea of like that being the, like we should kill each other in order to like...
What? No, I'm not into the idea.
hear me out. Like, in order to like just boost the podcast.
Yeah. That would get us more listeners. Actually, if everyone listening could tell people, tweet, post Instagram that we are planning to end this podcast by killing each other, that could give us a lot of buzz and maybe
amazing.
A sponsor for the first time in years.
I don't know, I feel like people are in, like, because true crime podcasts are huge.
Yes.
And what better way than like if the true crime was on the podcast.
The murderers are hosts. And at the start, they do not seem like murderers. In fact, it's like, for about 70 episodes.
70.
Oh, yeah. No seeds are planted. It's just an idea they come up with.
And then it's like the ramp up, like at the end of the season, you're like, because you think you're watching, you're like, God, this is going absolutely nowhere. And then just suddenly, over five episodes over 3 years, it just ramps up.
Boom.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
And welcome along to this week's episode of the Male Gaze Podcast.
Male Gaze Live. This is going out live.
It's going out live. We're on the radio. Here we are in our last week of level 2.5. We're wearing our masks. Actually, our podcast producer, Tim, has got a QR code, which feels like a reach.
It's adorable. It's so adorable.
We support it, and we support anyone that gets their QR codes, but... it is a business.
Yeah, and it would be nice to go through, you know, if anyone does get COVID, you know, we'll go through those. It'll be like, oh, so Eli Chris, Guy Montgomery, and Tim Batt have been in that room, and no one else. And Tim's dog.
And Tim's dog, Rufus.
Rufus did not scan in.
Did not scan in and not wearing a mask.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about a Euroleague Mills member?
I know. Not Takapuna. In fact, I've never been to that one.
Yeah.
And now I never will.
How did you feel about it?
Well, that news came out actually that day or the day before I'd been to a Les Mills body balance class because I am cute.
It's good to stretch. It's also good to lift weights.
And balance. And I have been thinking about it.
I've been due for some corona. I keep saying coronavirus.
It's so weird that you say that.
I don't know.
I think the common flu is a coronavirus. Like, there's so many coronaviruses out there.
I don't know why I started saying it.
Throwback to Cardi B's.
People who say coronavirus also say racist.
Who says racist?
People say racist, and I don't know why, and it just does my head in. There's no indication that there was ever a sh in it.
Yeah,
old people were like, I'm not a racist guy. And you're like, the fact that you don't even know that the word is racist makes me question that.
Because the word is race, the root word. Why would it be racist?
I don't know. And I was... I won't say that because I'm like outing some good people. But I was in a Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
And a man told me that he wants... I was like, one thing he hates is racism. And I was like... That honey sounds like a dessert.
Racism sounds like a dessert.
Right, and with a racist topping. I don't know.
Wow. How often do you get dessert when you go out for dinner?
I'm embarrassed by my answer.
Yeah.
Every time.
Really?
Yeah, basically. It's the best. It's fun. I mean, I love to spend money on food. Like, I'll blow a lot of cash.
Yeah.
I'll blow a lot of cash on food.
Went to El Matador last night in Wellington. Beautiful Argentinian tapas.
Oh, yeah, it's fun there. Good vibe. Yeah, good decor. And it's always been there.
Oh, has it?
You know, like it's never wave, and you know.
Yeah, it stays true.
Because Wally, why would you? Would you? Would you? Would you again?
Wally, why? I might. I did, like, it was so windy last night, though. The weather was...
That city is wild.
Appalling. Yeah. But it is gorgeous.
The weather... Shucks.
Yeah. It's also such a funny state as well at the moment because there's obviously a lot of people who are like, we need to knock down all of these houses and build warm ones. And then there are people who are like, well, it won't look like Wellington anymore.
I read that in stuff. Yeah. Well,
and
I read the article.
Maybe the spin-off article segued into stuff.
Like, you know what? I didn't even read either of them.
Great.
I saw the title. Yeah. I saw it on Twitter and thought, I've read that now.
Yeah.
Which I do with a lot of things.
My disease with articles is that I read them until the last two paragraphs. And then for some reason, I just give up. I'm like, I've got it.
I'm like that with my book. I still haven't read that finished book. I was just like, lockdown. Yeah, I got through I've got like 20 pages left. And I'm like, it's done.
Yeah, yeah.
What more can I learn?
And also, you know, actually, I was thinking about this. I often turn off a podcast as soon as they plant the idea of like, and I guess that's kind of the
well,
end.
For us, that's like 15 minutes in.
I know, exactly.
We've got like another way to go.
Yeah, what if people are still doing that to us? Because actually the best stuff happens right
that's
at the end
where
after
we're
gonna
kill each other.
End. Yeah. Yeah, that's where the murder will happen.
Yeah, it's in the last like 10 minutes of podcast.
You're going to figure out the weapon. We're going to be teasing.
I'm like, I've got this big rope in my bag.
Oh, no, the lights went out. I guess we're going to have to do this by candlestick.
Where did my... What else is there? Candlestick? Lead pipe. I wish I... As a kid, I was like...
Brutal.
What?
Have you ever seen the film?
Knives Out?
Clue. Oh. Based on the board game. Went out into the cinemas with three alternating endings, but then when they put out on video, it shows you all the three endings. And it's a lot of fun. And Tim Curry plays not any of the characters. He plays the butler. But then there's like Reverend Green, there's Mrs.
White. Who are
White.
You in the Cluedo house? Don't say Miss Scarlet, you're not.
You're not.
Fuck you. You're not. I'm not either.
I'm probably, who is it, Mrs. White? Oh, pretty Colonel Mustard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon you're Reverend Green.
I'm fucking not Reverend Green. Reverend Green would be truly my last choice.
Who's Miss Peacock?
I love Miss Peacock. Actually, Miss Peacock
I'm
is
Miss
awesome.
Peacock.
Yeah, she's
Miss
awesome.
Peacock. She's like a teacher or something.
I don't know who they are. I don't know anything about what they do for
They're
a job.
They're all based on real people.
Really?
No. But it was fun to prank you for a bit.
Said with more conviction than you have delivered any fact of the game.
Speaking of which.
Oh, yes, you go on.
Fuck yeah, look at that segue. Like, we're like, beautiful. It's like we've got tasks and we're ticking them off. Okay, and the lighting...
Chris actually brought his iPad as well.
Yeah, I'm 50. I bought an iPad. Okay, so we've been talking a little bit about like OnlyFans and porn and stuff on the potty in the past and like what the kind of... what it's sort of looking like in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, fuck Bella Thorne, right?
Yeah, fuck her.
Yeah, and also fuck J.K. Rowling.
I don't want to give her any airtime.
Oh, she who not shall not be named.
She who shall not
apologies.
Be named. Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, so... I was like looking at whether gay porn films have been made in New Zealand, like mm-hmm. like a proper gay porn flick.
Yeah.
A ticket the flick.
So it'd be good to see one with your own accent, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Be good to see a porn with your own accent.
Yes, that's right. You want to see your own faces and names on screen.
Yeah.
I want to see...
You want to see your own faces and names?
I want to see... Oh, my God! I'm going to do this film!
Just they're fucking in front of Chris Parker, like a huge neon.
What happened was I was about to read the fact of the gay on my iPad, and an email came in that had like that looked like a bad email.
Oh yeah,
that I didn't want to read, and my heart sunk. And then I was like, right, back to reading this. I'm really curious to read the email, but I'm going to leave it. So,
oh no,
a Kiwi gay film has been made. It was a Guy Love production from Glitter Films. It says it's
guy love. That's all it is. It's guy love. He's mine, I'm his. JD and Turk sing it to each other in Scrubs because of that homophobic running joke.
And it says there's a sticker on it that says it's 100% Kiwi made.
Oh, wow.
Eli is sanitizing his hands.
Yeah, because we're talking about porn, so I just want to feel a bit clean.
And the tagline, it's called John. And it is.
What a crazy name for a porn.
Oh my god, I wonder what you were doing. It's so psycho, I love it. And the tagline is lucky in lust, unlucky in love.
Lucky in lust, unlucky in love. That doesn't sound like a porn to me.
I kind of was looking around it, and it looked like it was, you know, like someone who like produced porn, like kind of was like a female porn maker in New Zealand, Kiwi mm-hmm. film porn producer.
Wow.
Then they dipped their toe in some guy love.
Yeah.
And I've only got one review here, which it's not very positive, and it's from the Bay Area Reporter serving
very
San Francisco
legit.
Bay Area. So it's international.
Wow.
Film. It's gone around.
Went around the world.
And they say here in the review, where is it?
Can I say John is a crazy name for a porn? Mm-hmm. Just John? imagine the lineup comes
some really
up.
Really awful
like...
stuff about the actors, which I won't read actually because it's really mean. Another yawn, slow moving scene where John's soaping himself up in the shower alone. That's weird. Did I mention the soundtrack? Don't ask. Frankly, despite this explicit...
The soundtrack is me rubbing my hands with sanitizer.
Frankly, despite the explicit man-to-man sex, I would not consider this gay film by any stretch of the... This a gay film by any stretch of the imagination.
Wow.
If this movie depicts what gay sexuality is really like, then I must be a closet homosexual... heterosexual.
Wow, brutal.
Filmed entirely on location in New Zealand, as evidenced by the thick Down Under accents. Down Under, is that Australian?
I think for people who don't... I think they just pull us all in together.
Certainly don't buy this jive turkey. Don't even rent it out for a sixth sense of curiosity.
Jive turkey, telling you lies.
So obviously it doesn't sound great, but curious, you know?
I'd love to check it out. I wonder if it's on Neon.
Everything's on Neon. Neon's so good.
Yeah, Neon is good.
Really interesting stuff about that, like, OnlyFans industry, right? To preface our site, us just yelling, fuck Bella Thorne.
I kind of loved her getting exposed by that director when he was like, we wouldn't, like... Never. She said she was doing it to research for a role in his film, and then he said,
"Should we get people context I don't fully know this." So Bella Thorne. What was she in?
She's a former Disney star.
Wow,
that's why it's such a big deal. And she's kind of tipped her toes in some like naughtier stuff over time, and then this year she joined OnlyFans. She made over $2 million. She got the most subscribers ever that the site's ever had, and then people got angry because essentially the content was not adult enough.
Yes.
She wasn't really...
Which is strange, but then, like, it's sort of like, I guess, your body, your choice, but also if you're promising something, but then it undercuts what other people are trying to do on that site.
Exactly.
And then...
Sex workers got upset because they were like...
OnlyFans capped.
Oh, they did. Yes, they did.
They capped the subscription fee, and they changed their paying system.
The donation, you can do, like, you know, when you can't people do live cam videos and you can tip them, they capped the amount you can tip.
Yes, and because also when they were paying them, they would change them from like a weekly payment to like a once a month or something like that.
Yeah.
In order to like filter some shit or whatever, all because of her.
Yes.
Which just like ruins people's lives if they are making a living solely from OnlyFans. Their OnlyFans.
And because I read that it also kind of like fucked up OnlyFans' cash flow in terms of like being able to pay people because they had this like surplus money, but they didn't actually have the money. I don't know how it all works, but like, yeah, everything got fucked up. People were upset because it's for... Did I spit in your eye?
Or you no, tired? That was me just being like, oh, God.
Okay, cool. I really was like, did I spit on you?
See, that was the most concern.
It was so kind of beautiful. Sorry. I was really worried.
Did I offend you? I guess spitting in your eye, you know, could offend someone.
Anyway, there was a lot of articles when it was first happening just about like this could be a gateway for lots of famous people to step into OnlyFans and take money away because Beyonce kind of normalized OnlyFans by shouting it out in the Savage remix, which is so good. But then again, people were worried that it was like you don't want to normalize it to the point where the platform gets taken over and becomes something it's not when it is now funding people who...
It's so interesting with any of this kind of stuff, right? Because like as soon as the thing gets more and more established, more people know about it, you begin to see the holes in what's... Because like when there's like a small community using it for the reason why they want to use it, it works, you know, because it's like, oh, you're going to give me that, I'll pay for this. And like it's kind of easy and self-explanatory. And then when like more and more people come to it, people start wanting to use it for different reasons. It gets muddy and there's no clear rules. And it's like, it spoils the fun.
Which just says, well, OnlyFans was started as an alternative to Patreon.
Mm.
And it wasn't that OnlyFans was made for adult content. It was made without restrictions for adult content to
and
be on there.
With that being said, we are releasing our podcast.
but
they will be nudes.
Yeah, it kind of found its way to this because I think people have tried to use Patreon to do use this kind of service before and not been able to because they banned porn on Patreon.
Because there's been other subscription services like Just for Fans and stuff as well, but OnlyFans has really popped off, it feels like. But it doesn't have an app, does it? I feel like it's only a website.
It's a website.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
It's like Cameo.
Yeah.
Does Cameo have an app? Oh, Cameo does have an app. But Apple take more money. They take a percentage of the cut. I learned this from Wigs by Vanity, who I follow.
Oh, wow.
Who's that famous drag queen in Sydney who makes lots of wigs for all the other famous drag queens in America. And she has a Cameo account.
Wow.
And she's like, anyway, I'm running it through the website now.
Have you been given any cameos?
Have I been given any cameos?
Yeah.
In my life? No.
I've got one.
You got one?
I forgot about it. From Carson. From Queer Eye. From Queer Eye. Cycle One.
It's so good.
It's so funny.
It's beautiful stuff.
He's in the craziest yellow jumper.
Did you have a good time in Wellington?
Yeah, I love it. I do love it down there. The only... the hard part is if I was going to spend more time there, I don't have, like, heaps of friends down there that are my own friends.
I'm not coming.
You know
down,
what I mean?
I read an article the other day that was like, people should consider moving to Christchurch because it's got everything that Auckland has, but it's like half the price to buy a house. And I was like, nah.
Yeah.
Love that city, but I can't.
Yeah.
But
well, I think in our industry it'd be hard to live in Christchurch.
That's what I was like,
in our industry
podcasts that we do for free. It is hard to do that. And I know, I think I agree. Like, I would have to, I think my career would have to dramatically shift.
Yeah. Even in Wellington, this last couple of weeks, I was only there for 2 weeks, but I feel like I was meant to do a voice job and they were trying to find a day. And I was like, well, I'm here in Wellington all the time. Anytime. So just find a studio in Wellington. And then it just like disappeared. And I am like, fuck you, dude. Just like, shit fucks up if you're not in Auckland. But it's so annoying.
In conclusion, Auckland is the best city.
Yeah. No, but I do love Wellington. But it's hard because all of my friends lived there when they were in their early twants. And now to go down there as a 31-year-old.
Yeah.
Hard to say.
Was that hard to say?
No. Just awesome to reveal. I just hope. I wonder.
It did actually take my breath away a little bit. Yeah. I'm like, you're 31. I'm turning 30. So there's actually 2 years between us. That's right. You are surprisingly a lot older than I am.
There's a year and a half between us.
When do you turn 32? Sorry.
December. Yeah, so it's almost 20 months or something, isn't it?
Yeah, you are surprised. You are almost 3 years older than me.
Fuck up. I'm not even fucking dying.
This is where you're going to... this is where we're going to kill each other.
Yeah,
Seeds are being planned.
And what's the matter having me? It was so windy in Wellington last night, though.
It's a windy
city.
Couldn't
sleep. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was not...
I feel like your house is going to blow off the hill.
Yeah, but we went up the coast. Gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, you got a wee look around.
Yeah, I love it all down there.
It is a great city. It's an amazing city.
And shout out to actually a couple of male gays fans came and watched me do comedy at the Fringe Bar.
How was it doing live comedy?
Great. Yeah, yeah.
Same jokes, new jokes?
New jokes. I did the medicine 2 weeks in a row, which is like a new material. Ooh. And I did a full new... I did mostly a new 6 minutes.
I haven't written a new joke in... I think I've just like given up writing comedy. I'm just like, I don't know... This is why I feel... I just feel like hours are evaporating at the moment and I don't have any tangible outcomes from the day.
That's fine.
Is that?
It's so normal.
We got to normalize not doing anything, achieving anything with your day. But I just feel like... I'm like, oh, yeah, like, I'm sick of that kind of like... Just like 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock not existing.
You can't make yourself be inspired, though. Inspiration's got to come out of somewhere else.
Okay, go on.
Well, I think it's so hard to sit down and be like, this is the time where I write jokes and then write some jokes without any provocation or anything.
You need pressure and you need like a deadline.
Yeah, and you need to just be out and about living life and like doing like and just experiencing.
Have not been doing.
Not out and about, I guess.
You need to be out and about living your life. And I would say this year I have been predominantly in bed. Like I've been watching TV solidly in bed for like from about 8 p.m. onwards every night.
Awesome.
Do you do anything with your nights? You're a party boy now.
Yeah, I am a party boy now, which is hard because obviously we can't party to the full extent that you can in a normal.
Yes.
But with less than 10 people, you can still have a great time. I think I'm drinking more,
Jesus, that did not sound fun. I'd say I'm drinking more.
No, but I mean, like, I don't know, having party nights more, for sure. And I like it. I think it's fun, and I'm into it.
I'd say I'm drinking more than I have, like, say, last year.
Mm.
But I only go out if I'm going out for dinner. But I don't really, like, go out, you know? But I guess that thing of, like, what I used to do was go to the theatre, like, basement theatre on a Friday night and then hang around for a little bit longer, and that kind of felt like you had a sort of fun... wild social life, and that's just like not happened.
I was actually thinking about this today because I was like, I need to be more active in making appointments to see to hang out with friends.
That's
because
what Brinley said,
because we're used to seeing each other every week,
yes,
and then maybe something you decide to do something there, like springboards off that, not having theater to go and see as well. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's
there's nothing to go like. Like, normally you'd be like, oh, I want to see this show at Basement, this show at Q, and I need to see this movie as well. Like, there's all these things you got to do, and nothing's happening.
It's also, as revolting as it sounds, like, there is that thing as well where you're like, I should go see it. Yeah, and you don't want to. And now I'm like, I'll never take advantage of that ever again. Like, I will go to... I mean,
I'm desperate to see any show.
There is some theatre on at the moment.
Oh, I can't.
Yes! So good. That is me in a nutshell.
Have you seen Tenet?
No.
Cool.
Why? Not one person has come back from that film being like, loved it.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, fuck, that was a headache.
Yeah, it's hard work.
No, I don't want to see it.
The acting styles are really funny,
though. I'm craving a good flick, to be honest.
I know. I wish the Wonder Woman was coming out.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what kind of film I want. I feel like good films don't happen anymore.
Yeah, they're not coming out because of COVID.
Because of coronavirus. Call it its proper name. When you say COVID-19, I just hear numbers.
What sort of film are you hoping? Like, what's your...
I don't know what... I'm trying to actually... I think I have a kind of straight taste in cinema.
Wow.
Like, I love an action flick. You know, I love a good kind of war film.
Yeah.
I love...
Go see Tenet.
I love, like, Borg versus McEnroe.
What?
Yeah, like loved Jesus. It. So strange. I currently watched Gangs of London on Neon.
Yeah.
They're so violent and I love it. And I'm like, what's wrong with me?
I like the gayest shit.
Really?
I mean, the last thing I seen before Tenet was Moulin Rouge, you know, like back at the cinema.
You saw, oh yeah, that's fun. I would go see Moulin Rouge at the cinema.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I enjoyed... Oh, no, I didn't
Chris
enjoy
just blacked
it.
Out.
This room is so dark. I remember seeing Yesterday at the cinema when you could go travel in London.
Wow.
And I was like, maybe I enjoyed that. I didn't enjoy that.
No, I enjoyed the premise of that more
Rocket
than
Rocket Man. That's what I was thinking.
I loved Rocket Man. It's just a Labour Party fundraiser for Shannon... I can't remember his last name, but he's the candidate in Northland.
And he had
a little fundraiser screening.
I love when people have screenings. Okay, this is actually a question I had with Michael the other day. Uh-huh. What's your... I know you're going to answer this, so you can't answer Chicago. Yeah. What was that?
Siri thought you were talking to her. That's the... She's the murder weapon.
Where is Siri coming from?
Oh, is it my... It could be mine.
It's not me.
Where's my phone?
Fuck, is there a fucking Australian ghost in here? Hey, Siri.
It's not mine.
It's not mine.
Oh, no. Now mine's going. Hey, Siri. Shut up.
That was so scary. That's like when we had that.
Here's what it says. Hey, Siri. It's not mine. It's not mine. Oh, no. Never mind. Going.
What's your favorite ever experience in the cinema?
Well,
you can't say Chicago. Or Moulin Rouge. Because I know this.
I love Chicago as well. But I famously, my dad took me and my sister to see Jurassic Park when we were too young. So I was literally 4 years old. Mm. And I remember it so vividly because I remember the kitchen scene and we crawled through the seats while the kids were crawling through the kitchen away from the velociraptors.
Because you were scared?
Yeah.
I remember watching Jumanji through the cracks of the seats because I was scared of the monkeys. Wow.
I also saw... have I talked about this before? I saw 10 Things I Hate About You, and what happened was I was so upset because I wanted to see something else that had come out. I didn't want to see that movie for girls, basically. Me, closeted homophobic 12-year-old, cried, was like, I don't want to go. They made me go, and I absolutely loved the film right away.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Imagine thinking you're going to hate... I thought of a very memorable film experience.
Great.
You took me and your girlfriend to a movie and you didn't give us any context as to what it was. And you were like, come on, we'll see this film or whatever. And like, Brinley dragged me along and I was like, what is this film that we're going to go see? And she's like, oh no, it's something that Eli's picked out. And I was like, this is so weird. And then you must be while you're working at Hornby or something, because you got free tickets. It was across the universe.
Oh, wow. I would have been so excited.
And we had no idea what it was. And I think you were so excited you didn't tell us anything. We didn't know what it was. And watching that film with zero context and just being like, is this a musical? Like, we were just like so confused. And because Brittany and I are dumb as fuck. Like, it took us probably, it took me 45 minutes to work out that they were all Beatles,
Beatles songs. Yeah.
Because we were like 15 or something. No.
No, older than that.
Older than that.
But still, so, I'm so sorry that I did that to
so
you.
Amazing. That's so amazing. That's a very funny. Memorable film experience.
Wow.
But I was also going to say, I have fond memories of seeing, very problematically so, Sorority Boys when I was like 15.
Wow.
It was my first like M-rated movie. And I remember being like, it was just like a laughing at like a comedy that was, but I think it's a bad film.
Yeah.
You know.
I saw Spy, Melissa McCarthy's Spy in a cinema, and people were just losing their minds.
I love it.
It was just full of joy. Everyone was laughing so much. And I was like, this rocks.
Michael talks about an experience of, I hope he doesn't mind me sharing his story, but he listens to the podcast, as I found out, where he saw the Simpsons movie with all of Whangarei Boys together. And he was like, it was just like, he's like, it's the only time I ever felt connected with my school, seeing the Simpsons movie, because everyone was like laughing together, which, doesn't bring me to, but another very memorable film experience I have was me seeing Spy Kids 3D, and I watched it accidentally like three times because I got like invited within like 2 weeks to like different movies with friends to go see Spy Kids 3D.
Yeah.
And to the point where, because it was the red and blue glasses, I thought I had permanently damaged my eyes, because if I looked through one, everything was tinted red, and if I looked through the other, everything was tinted blue, and I like, it fucked me up. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's so bad. I was like, I'll never see a 3D movie again.
I remember when I turned 18.
No, you don't.
17.
So long ago.
Fuck you.
It is over 10 years ago.
That is haunting. All my friends came around for a birthday party. We're all hanging out. And it was having a great time. No. Before I knew you. Before I knew you.
Wait a minute.
So it must have been 16 or 17, maybe.
It wasn't your 18th. Was I at your 18th?
You were at a party. Yeah, maybe that
at
was my
house.
19th. I remember I was wearing
Katie
the worst
was there.
Shirt. Katie Cohen was there. I saw her recently. Same. Shout out.
I had a burnt face.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
Yes. Amazing. Okay, I'm going to find out what the film we saw was. So what happened was, we had a birthday party. There was like a fun activity. I can't remember. Maybe laser tag. And then we're like, I want to hang out at home and like just chilling out. And then we realized that King Kong was coming out that night.
King Kong?
Must be my 17th birthday. It's 2005.
Peter Jackson's King Kong.
Peter Jackson's King Kong. So
God, I honestly thought that came out last year.
No, so long. You've lost your mind. You made all the Hobbit movies since then. And then I was like, should we go to the midnight screening?
And I'm
then
freaking out about time.
All of my friends were like, yes. We all agreed to it. And then we all stayed and hung out for ages.
Cool.
And we all went to King Kong. And we loved it. And I still, still part of me thinks King Kong is an amazing movie, even though I feel like maybe it isn't. But
I
thought Naomi Watts deserved an Oscar, and I was so passionate about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so nice. I remember used to go to, like, often go to Burger King before watching it. I think I got Burger King before I saw Stuart Little, and then I went to a movie, saw Stuart Little, went to Burger King, got the toy from Stuart Little at Burger King.
Look.
Back when they had the BK Kids Club.
Cool.
Do you remember that?
That's sick.
I love the taste of Burger King.
Have you had the chicken burger that's not chicken?
No.
It's awesome.
Is it?
It tastes great.
And you can actually, if you use the promo code at MailGaze at Burger King,
they will tell you to get the hell out.
No, but they'll say, what?
We used to go on, maybe I've talked about this already, but we used to go on individual dates with our parents. I guess because we were like a big family, so to take the whole family out was expensive. So what they would do was, we had like a rotating system where each Sunday, one of the kids would go on an individual parent date with one of our parents, and then you would like basically watch a movie and then go to Burger
Hold
King
hands.
And get a Hershey chocolate pie. Yeah, and then maybe get a kiss.
Kiss at the end, kiss at the door. I love the Hershey chocolate pie. Like,
fuck, it's good.
And on my 23rd, 4th, I don't know, birthday, my first birthday with Michael, he got me a full
Oh, I remember the image of that. That's so cute.
So sweet. Yeah, but I want to learn how to make it and get it to taste like the real of the shit, because it's fucking delicious. So good.
Oh, if I can give a shout out to really good ice cream. Have you had the Reese's Pieces ice cream that's available?
I don't like peanuts.
You don't like peanut butter.
We've had this conversation. Maybe on the podcast?
Yeah.
Or maybe in real life. Which is because this isn't real life.
This isn't real life. This what you're listening to right now is a fantasy. A fantasy we both kill each other.
We make out and then kill each other. See, what do you like better, McDonald's or Burger King? Such a fucking dumb podcast. I'm so stupid. I'm so dumb.
I think I like McDonald's. I love a quarter pounder.
I love the variety of McDonald's. Now, I would say, though, that BK has a distinct flavor that I enjoy. And that's And I love like a BK cheeseburger for that reason.
Really?
But even though I will always like...
I think McDonald's cheeseburger is better. Do you know what I had today?
Oh, so hard to say. I would say that Burger King has maybe more flavor, but I enjoy the McDonald's one more.
It also has got such a distinct
flavor. God, it's a great question. I wonder what people actually do prefer. Yeah. Shout out in the comments below and make sure you tag at MaleGazeBK2020 Challenge.
I'd say by the fact that McDonald's has more stores and Burger King has started to go under in New Zealand after COVID.
Really?
Well, but yeah, they shut a bunch of stores after the first lockdown.
Me not really whistling.
Today for lunch, because So my plane got stuck in the tarmac for an hour and a half.
An hour and a half on the tarmac.
So long. Everything was pushed late. And then I had not very long before the dentist. In fact, I was late for the dentist. So then they brought in the next person.
I've got some dental news for you after this.
Great. They brought in the person who was meant to be after me because they were actually there earlier than me. And then I went and got. And then I was like, well, I'm going to go eat something because I hadn't had lunch. And then I had a mince and cheese pie. I reckon for the first time in about 6 years.
Irvin's?
Just from the bakery next door. No idea who made the pie.
Oh, yeah.
And it was crazy.
Do they make... Here's an interesting thing. Is it interesting that, like, bakery pies all taste the same?
The same.
But they make them... Like, it's so funny to think of them rolling out the pastry and filling up the meats. And, like...
Yeah.
You're, like, they're making, like, a mince back there, maybe.
Making a mince? Like, mashing up...
Well, are they? Where are they getting their mints from? They're like a jelly meat from.
I'm sure they buy a bunch of mints. And probably a bunch of pre-made pastry.
And Irvin's mince pie, or in the pie warmer at like a dairy, is like such a distinct hit for me. Like, it kind of feels rude. Like, I used to eat them sort of my friend Eddie, you know him. Friend Eddie.
I think
it was mainly for the listeners, that one. when we used to walk back from school. We used to go past a dairy, and if we hit 4 o'clock, even though the walk from school, like, honestly, is like 20 minutes. It used to take us like an hour and a half for some reason because it was just gas bag and looking ducks.
Yeah.
And if we hit 4 o'clock, we got free pies.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And sometimes it'd be great, and sometimes they would be revolting, like steak and mushroom or kidney or whatever.
Sometimes, especially if you go for a steak and cheese, sometimes I feel like there's whole bits where it's like, there's no meat in it. There's just this brown liquid.
Gelatinous. So my dental news, I might go on Invisalign too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want
you to feel like I'm taking... Literally
That's
when they're
kind
like...
kind of my thing.
Literally when they were like, you could consider Invisalign. I was like, oh, it's hard. Like, Eli's just gone Invisalign. And I was like, oh, this is sort of weird. I wonder if he feels like I'm stepping on his toes. And they're like, you could do braces. And I was like, maybe I should do braces so that Eli can have them. But then I'm like, I don't want to like overshadow Invisalign with like Chris has braces.
I don't think you should do braces.
No, I'm doing it. It's too late. I don't want to.
Why
it's
do
a
you?
Friend.
You don't have crooked teeth to me.
I am losing crazy amounts of length in my two front teeth. Wow. So the amount that I've lost in my two front teeth is what the average person loses. This is the stat they give me in 100 years, which I'm like, show me one queen who's lasted 100 years grading their teeth. Give me their name.
Wow.
But
because you're a teeth grader.
Well. That's what they made me think the first time I went there. And they were like, are you stressed, you know, or whatever? Yeah. Like, you grate your teeth. You need a mouth guard when you go to sleep. And I was like, oh, no. It turns out it's like the placement of my jaw means that my teeth, like these, my two front boys, they lean back a little bit, knock against my teeth. And like a lifetime of wear and tear means that they're just wearing up. Eventually, I have little nubs. Don't want that.
No.
So they're like, we can put you on Invisalign to straighten it all out and stop that knock, knock, knocking.
Wow.
So very expensive.
Oh
isn't
my
it?
God, yeah.
How long are you on the Invisalign journey for?
Mine is a year. 26 sets of these guys.
526,000 sets of Invisalign. And if you use the promo code at the male gaze Invisalign, you can get...
And the Gentist.
No, this is... We don't have any promotion.
So would yours be the same cost as mine? I feel like it's just one flat rate, isn't it?
Is it?
Is it?
I think it's...
Okay, yeah.
Sorry, I think we should say the amount. Is that weird? It's like, I think they're saying $6,000.
So I'm paying $8,500. But my teeth were, as my barber famously said to me today during my haircut, very crooked before.
Oh my God. How are they looking now?
Pretty good.
They are looking amazing. It does the trick, eh?
Yeah, the craziest thing that's happened is that my whole, like all the back teeth have gotten wider.
That's what they're doing to me.
Yeah, which is awesome because... I always used to feel like there wasn't room enough for my tongue in my mouth. And I sort of get ulcers on the side of my tongue.
I get those too. That's probably why I get them.
Yes, I think that's what happens. I actually was going to say it to my dentist today. And then I was like, maybe I'm making it up. And I'm
I have a narrow upper thing.
Yeah.
And they're going to bring it out wider. I've got the illustration in my car. Because they gave me a leaflet. And I was like, who gives a leaflet?
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's just like sitting in the back of my car. And it kind of reminds me of like my school bag. You know, when you get like a newsletter and you're just like, chuck it in your bag and it'd be there for like 4 months.
Yeah.
And it'd be stained with a muffin. Anyway, so they're going to, widen the gap.
Sick. That'd be sick. My friend Sarade, a great actor, if you're looking to hire one.
we've name dropped Katie Cohen, Eddie, Brinley, Michael, Sarade.
Sarade's on Invisalign as well. And she showed me recently, I think she's reached kind of the halfway point. And she sent me, she was like, do you want to see something gross but awesome? And she sent me like the gifts of her original, because they take close-up photos of the photos and how they've
changed. Wow. I'm also going to get my teeth whitened.
Really?
But I'm paying for it. Because I think that's the one I think I can't, the sponsor post I could never do is the teeth whitening one, weirdly. Because I'm like, that's like the sign you are an influencer is when
it is. It's HelloFresh or that the teeth whitening.
Yes. And so I was like, I'll pay for it. But it's expensive. But they're like, the lady... There's this like amazing. I got a Lumino on Dominion Road.
Same.
Oh, is there a really fun behind the counter computer secretary?
There's a couple of fun girls.
Yeah, she's like
young and blonde.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's like, you're gonna love it. Later, I was like, is this your first time? She's like, yeah. Oh, it's so good. I just got mine done. And I love. And I was like, you're really selling me on this. But apparently, it hurts a little. I'm scared.
How much is it? You don't have to share that online.
I think it's $600.
Okay. And how long does it last?
A while, and then you can get like a top up.
Mm-hmm.
Just basically like bleaching the teeth, you know?
Wow.
So like, if you got sensitive teeth, they're like, do you have sensitive teeth? And I was like, I can eat ice. And then she screamed. She's like, ah! So I guess.
And that was your gauge, was that you can eat ice?
Well, yeah.
Isn't like an apple more something that would trigger by sensitive teeth?
An ice cube. I can like bite an ice cube.
I could do that.
Yeah. You're a man. You mean, your fucking teeth are tough as fuck, man.
You're a man.
You're a fucking
and that's a man.
Can you eat ice, man?
This is our new segment. And that's a man.
And that makes me, in my gay opinion, if you can eat ice, that makes you a man.
Fuck, yes. The gender binary. I do have our queen of the week.
Oh, love that.
She's actually the favourite author of Guy Montgomery. Shout out. And he told me to read some of her books.
Wow.
Her name's Patricia Highsmith. She wrote Carol, which, as you may know, was the first queer novel to have a happy ending.
I love the little dock in the thing. I did not know that.
Yeah, huge. And so the book that I've just read, I haven't read Carol.
Does Carol have a happy ending?
Yeah, it's kind of hopeful. I think it ends.
I haven't seen Carol. Have you seen Carol?
Yeah.
Well, I can't remember seeing it.
It's cute. I like Rooney Mara. I think it's really spoiler alert if you haven't seen Carol, but also it doesn't really matter. Rooney Mara is like
just said I haven't seen it.
Rooney Mara works behind a counter, and there's kind of like they're in turmoil, and I think it ends with one of those hopeful moments where they kind of see each other, and you're like, oh, something might happen from here.
Love that.
As opposed to like I don't know, tragedy or. Anyway, she also wrote...
I'd love... Because it made me remind... Oh, I saw a gay film that had that ending too.
Oh, really?
And it immediately took me to there. And then I was like working my way back. I was like, what film was that? I was like, was it Jumanji? It wasn't.
Carry on. I read The Talented Mr. Ripley, which was by her. And then... So I'd seen the film, remembered it loosely, knew he was kind of gay, wasn't sure.
Oh, yeah.
And so that is the first book in a series of five. And after I read it, I was like, because in the
is
movie,
he gay?
Well, in the movie, he like basically falls in love with a guy at the end, but then it doesn't go well because he's a psychopath.
Oh, no.
He's a sociopath. I don't know.
Is Mr. Ripley sociopath?
Yeah, yeah. You're like. You're following his story, but he's a horrible person. A truly horrible person. He kills someone and assumes their identity. That's kind of the main hook of the plot.
It's like you.
What? Why is that like
series
me?
On Netflix.
That was a clue for who will do the first kill.
We're killing each other at the same time. In my mind, it's like sort of Romeo Juliet sort of scenario, or like kind of two guns at the same time. Or
oh,
like,
one of us fakes our death and the other one thinks we're really dead, so we kill ourselves and then the other person.
I want more. Yeah, I want all that sort of shit. So people have a lot more time to think about. Like, we're both lying there, daggers in our hands, and people are like, "How did this happen?"
Yeah, that's cool. That's awesome. That'd be so cool.
Have I won you over?
That'd be so cool. Anyway, I remember in the movie, The Town of Mr. Ripley, he basically gets like, I don't know, not a boyfriend, but like a male lover at the end.
And
A guy love. I was reading the book, like waiting for him to meet this guy, and it never happened. And so then I went on to the Wikipedia to research more about it. Actually, that character is a very small character in the book. I don't remember who he is in the book, but they expanded it. In the whole five book series, Mr. Ripley, Tom Ripley,
tops.
Never...
Four dudes.
Top four dudes. No, he never has sex with a guy, but it's always part of it. He's really like, he's full of like.
And therefore, she's your queen of the week?
Well, it's a great book.
Oh. Why is she the queen of the week? Because she writes good books.
She writes good books. And Carol was obviously positive.
Yeah, great. Got it.
I was worried about, and I'd love to talk to anyone out there who
has read a book.
Has read a book.
Because this dumb fuck hasn't.
I was wondering if, because he's like, and the guy he kills, he's pretty much, he's in love with him, basically, is the vibe. And then he kills him and assumes his personality. And so then I was like, is this problematic? Is it saying that he's doing these murders because of self-internalized homophobic, I don't know, self-torture or something?
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. I need to read the other four books.
Get into it.
She's awesome, though. Great book. Great. And I love these short chapters.
Oh, I love
a short chapter. Fuck anyone who, a chapter should not be longer than 5 pages at the most.
You want to reach goalposts. Yeah, we want rewards. That reminds me of because there's a play version of it, Tell Miss Ripley. And because it was a movie?
It is a movie. Yeah, you know, Matt Damon, Jude Law, and Gwyneth Paltrow. He's doing charades. charades things, by the way, because he forgot there's no cameras on us.
Anywho,
he saw the QR code and he was like, oh, there must be camera. This is legit now. There must be filming this.
Oh, no, it's a light. Anyway, I'm pointing at things so that no one can see in the podcast. I'm losing my mind. It's getting so much darker in
it's
here.
It's really spooky.
Anyway,
It's
really spooky. And this series, like, I heard what you said about me. Anyway, because there was a. So, this is a weird story, but there was a drama. When I was at drama school, there was a teacher there who was gay.
I knew.
Yeah. And that's our catchphrase of the podcast, is us mouthing a name silently to each other.
Yeah.
I can't say their names. Dot, dot, dot. No, asterisk, mouths it loudly to his co-anchor. We're anchors. Anyway, so...
anchors of the podcast.
Anchors of the podcast.
We're both in blazers right now.
And breaking news. Okay, so anyway, he would always like promote, because we'd have these like school assemblies at the beginning of the week. We would like be like, go see the show that's on, and he'd only ever promote a show if it was gay, basically, and be like, I really loved it.
Yeah.
But it took me a while to kind of work it out. So he'd be like, you got to go see Mates and Lovers. It's just fantastic. It's an amazing show.
Mates and Lovers, what a throwback. I remember seeing that.
And then I was like, what's Mates and Lovers? And then I went to go see it, and I was like, this is so gay. Yeah. And I couldn't believe it. It was amazing. And then, did you see the stage version of that?
Yeah, there's and like I remember nudity. When I went. Yeah, it was full on. And I remember when I went because... there was maybe two women in the entire audience. Most of the audience was over.
Should we put it on?
Yeah. We do Mates and Lovers.
And it's just us getting really uncomfortable at any moment. What is it? What's his byline? Mates and Lovers, History of Gay New Zealand.
Yeah, because the book was like kind of like lots of all these different stories and like the history of gay New Zealand, yeah.
Right.
And then the play was kind of the story of one set of gay lovers, right? Goes through different time periods.
I can't remember. Anyway, and he also went to go see The Talented Miss Ripley and was like, you should go see it, it's fantastic. But obviously because it was gay.
Where was that on? Hannah Playhouse?
No, it would have been Bats, probably.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Popping off in Wellington when I lived back there. Throwback.
Gorgeous.
This whole podcast together.
Gorgeous. Did you ever go to see... No, I don't want to talk about that.
Why?
Because it's boring.
Was it worse than when we said, what's your favourite movie going experience? Or when we decided what was better, cheeseburger from Burger King or McDonald's? We've got to end this podcast. It's been 47 minutes. There's no need to drag it on any further.
Yes.
So shout out to Queen of the Week,
Patricia Highsmith. Read some of her books. She's really good.
In my gay opinion, just getting all the admin again, ticking off the list. My gay opinion, you're not a man unless you can eat ice with your teeth.
Yeah, that is the true test of gender. That's the gender reveal.
Fuck gender reveals. Oh my gosh. The big fires. We don't even have a take on it. We're going to just say keywords.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got to end this. Anything you want to get off your chest before we go?
There's nothing left in my chest.
He's hollow inside. Stay tuned for our teeth progress photos.
Yes.
Gifts to be dropping soon.
Mm-hmm.
And
bye, bitches.
No.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.